We're going to talk about a time for miracles. A time for miracles. The reading is coming from several places, but in the book of Judges, chapter 6, this is a story of God calling a man named Gideon. An interesting thing about Gideon is that he was what I would call unqualified. It's amazing how God chooses a nobody and makes him somebody. And it seems like he majors in outcasts, people who the society has deemed them, you know, as the fact that they can't make it or whatever have you. But God has a different method of choosing people. I was teaching in staff meeting and taught them about Samuel and over in 1 Samuel 16 and how he chose David. But he said, don't look at his outward part. He said, I'm looking at the heart. And so here is Gideon, but what was happening is Israel was in bad shape. And they were having their crops destroyed. The enemy was bullying them. It was just a mess. And God sent an angel. And this angel came. And basically, verse 11, I'll start right there. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which it was an Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abizurite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and he said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his what? Miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now, God promised you and I in Matthew 28 that he will never leave us or forsake us and some other place. But he will basically never leave us. And so he hasn't left us. And miracles haven't left us. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And basically, Jesus himself was a miracle worker. And he came to show us again what God's heart is and what God feels about people. And in several places, the Bible talks about he healed them all. Now, you're not telling me everybody in that bunch was living right. You know, and I know, they were not all living right. But isn't it interesting how God still healed them? So I'm saying that to you because even in the book of James, in James chapter 5, and starting reading at verse 14, he says, is any among you sick? Or any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed any sins, what will happen? Did he say any sins? If you've committed sins, they shall be forgiven. And I want you to know that sins there is any sin. Anything that was done that was against God, they'll be what? They'll be forgiven. God has a whole lot of love. A whole lot of love. And I would firmly believe that miracles are expression of the love of God. Then after you've done all that you can do to mess up, God's going to use a miracle and clean you up. And it's not about how much you deserve. Because think about it, you really don't deserve to even be in here. But God has a plan for you. And the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, I think it is a plan for good and not for evil, to give you what? An expected end. What is an expected end? It's what God has written in a book about you. See, he wrote a book about you before you came in the earth. And you might have gotten off, but now is the time for a rewrite. But he never changed his mind because he's a faith God. So as you're in this earth, Jesus talked about how to pray. And you'll find that over in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6. And I'll start reading here at verse 9. He says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in earth as it is in heaven. So God wants earth to be like heaven. Amen. Now, how is it in heaven? Is anybody sick in heaven?
No.
Is anybody broke in heaven? Is anybody mentally tormented in heaven? Anybody depressed in heaven? All right, I'm just letting you know that this is what Jesus was ministering based on. He was ministering based on a mindset of making wherever he went like heaven on earth. So if there are people sick, got them healed. If there are people oppressed by demons, you got them delivered. Say amen to this. So as we look at this, as I minister under the notion that I've got to think like God thinks. Are you following what I'm saying? I've got to allow God to create heaven on earth through me. And so when I come here with a mindset that everybody up in here is going to be healed. See, I don't come here with a mindset of thinking, well, you did something too bad. Well, look at you and, you know, and so forth and so on. That's not the idea. And then, in fact, let's go to a scripture on that. I'm just kind of flowing by the Holy Ghost here. Over in John's Gospel, chapter 9, it says, verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Amen. That's interesting, because the idea about it, if you got some affliction or something, it means that you sinned, right? And this, Jesus had to correct him. He said, wait a minute. He said, I must work the works of him I'll start there at verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. In other words, what you see here is not the work of God. But I'm going to work the works of God.